I'm Walter Parker, and I'm in VPR Stetson Studio One in Colchester, and it is my pleasure to welcome the Artistic Director of the Manchester Music Festival, Adam Neiman. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
And you are going to play a Schubert piano sonata for us in just a moment. But let me first ask you, how many years now have you been director of the Manchester Festival?
This is my third season as artistic director.
Now, you had a very successful, you still have a very successful piano career going, concertizing. What prompted you to take on the administrative duties of a festival director?
Well, it came sort of by surprise. There was a change of leadership, and I knew several members of the board of directors who just called me up to discuss what possible futures the festival might have. And I guess my ideas were compelling enough that they invited me to do it. And I'd thought about doing something like this maybe later in life. I hadn't quite thought it would come so early, but it was an amazing opportunity, and I just decided, okay, I'm going to accept the challenge and allow my mind to bend in that direction.
And have you been surprised, or has it been pretty much what you expected?
Well, there are always surprises on different scales, but I think for the most part it's what I expected. It's been an incredible addition to my life. It's enriched me so much, and I feel like it's something I can really give myself to.
Now, when you're not in Manchester, Vermont, directing the festival, you're based in Chicago?
Yes, I teach at the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University.
So a lot of hopping back and forth, but as a concertizing piano, you have to travel a lot anyway.
I'm used to the traveling life, yeah. I've gotten pretty good at, packing my suitcase lightly and getting around and being fleet.
Now, your festival, the Manchester Music Festival, gets underway tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Southern Vermont Arts Center. And you've got a program that opens with a piece that the festival has commissioned from Christopher Theofanidis.
Yes, this is the first ever commission of the Manchester Music Festival, which is now in its 45th season. We're very excited. We feel that Chris Theofanidis was the natural choice. He's one of the great composers of our time and has a great body of chamber music that we felt would be really resonant with our audience. And he wrote us a clarinet quintet, clarinet plus string quartet.
And we'll be speaking with Christopher in just a bit about that piece and various things he's done in Vermont. He's very familiar with the landscape here. But let's talk about some of the other things on that program, because you have one of the landmarks of chamber music, the Schumann Piano Quintet, on that program tomorrow night.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow night we feature three different quintets, all centered around the core of a string quartet. So we have Theofanidis's clarinet quintet, so clarinet plus string quartet. Then we have the Brahms Viola Quintet in F major, which is one of the most sumptuous and beautiful romantic pieces, combining a viola, an extra viola, plus the string quartet. And then we have Quartet Satz by Schubert, which is just string quartet. And then we finish with, of course, the iconic Schumann Piano Quintet, which combines piano with string quartet.
No, you won't be the piano.
No, we have John Nakamatsu, who's a Van Cliburn gold medalist and a great pianist, and we're really excited. We have the Ariel Quartet centering the program and headlining, and then Alex Fitterstein is our clarinetist, and Toby Apple is the violist for the Brahms.
People can get all the details at your website, mmfvt.org, as in Manchester Music Festival, vt.org. And we also have a link from our website, vpr.org/classical. You're going to play a Schubert sonata for us, one of his last sonatas.
His penultimate sonata, D959. The key is A major. I'll just say a brief word about the piece. I've been touring with this piece now for a couple of years. Late Schubert is a very special breed of Schubert. What amazes me when I listen to this piece and when I play this piece is the sense of hope and optimism that's inherent. This is a man who was, 31 years old and on his last legs, literally, he was dying and he knew it. There was a period of despair in his life that came a little earlier when he found out that this was going to happen. But by this point in his life, there was a sense of acceptance and maturity that belied his few years on this earth. And this sonata, for me, just radiates incredible joy.
It's in the typical four movements for a sonata. Yeah. And A major, as you said, it's a beautiful piece. Shall we hear it?
Let's do it.
Adam Neiman at the piano here in Stetson Studio One at VPR. performing Franz Schubert's Piano Sonata in A Major, D959, live on VPR Classical.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Franz Schubert's penultimate piano sonata in A major, D959, played for us live on VPR Classical this morning by pianist Adam Neiman, artistic director of the Manchester Music Festival. Thank you so much, Adam. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is an epic sonata.
It truly is. It's a journey from the beginning to the end.
And you say you've been touring with that sonata?
I have. Most recently, I just played it in Warsaw, Poland for my Polish debut. And it was a very special feeling to be there playing this piece.
But it's not on the Manchester Music Festival program this season?
I actually played it last season for one of our recitals. But we do have Schubert, as we mentioned on the first program. There's the Quartet Satz, which is quartet movement or quartet piece. And also John Nakamatsu will be giving a recital this Saturday, a free recital at the Manchester Community Library at 5:30 p.m., and he's going to play a couple of Schubert impromptus from the Opus 90 set.
The opening concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Southern Vermont Arts Center in Manchester, and people can get all the details at mmfvt.org. And we mentioned earlier that that concert will open with a piece that the festival commissioned, your first commission.
Yes.
Of a living composer, Christopher Theofanidis, who is with us at the microphones right now as well. Morning, Chris.
Hi, Walter.
Tell us how this commission came about.
We had a very generous gift given to us by the James and Irene Hunter Charitable Trust, and part of that gift was specifically asked for a new piece of chamber music to be composed, commissioned by and dedicated to, and of course premiered by, the Manchester Music Festival. And so we put our heads together and we thought of composers, and Chris Theofanidis really was at the top of our list. He was actually our first choice, and I contacted him, and he said yes, so it just happened.
Well, did you specify clarinet and strings, or was that your choice, Christopher?
Well, actually, it was something that was proposed, and I was really happy for that, actually. The clarinet is such, I've been writing a lot of chamber music with quartet at its core, so a number of string quartets, but also pieces, string quartet plus one, a piano quintet, piece for voice and string quartet, voice piano and string quartet, piece for two clarinets and string quartet. So this was a real natural fit in some ways. And the clarinet is such an amazing instrument to have in that mix because it can function as a sonorous part of a sonority. It can function as a kind of a voice, a lyrical voice in the middle of that. And, you know, as you know, it starts and ends with absolute silence. It's an incredibly versatile instrument.
Well, it worked well for Mozart and Brahms in yeah. quintet and string quartet.
Which was not an undaunting thought, actually, given that as I was saying to Adam yesterday, that Brahms and Mozart wrote those pieces very late in their lives, and so I suddenly got on an exercise regimen after this the start of this piece.
Well, people may have heard your music. You're one of the most performed of living composers. You've had music we've heard on Performance Today with Fred Child. The Vermont Symphony Orchestra co-commissioned a work of yours, and you had something at Yellow Barn just a couple of weeks ago, I believe.
Right, yeah. I've had a nice association with Vermont, for sure.
Well, is there anything about this clarinet quintet that you think people should know about before they hear it?
Well, it's kind of a dramatic piece. It's a three-movement work instead of the four movements of Brahms and Mozart. But the first movement is called The War in Heaven and is kind of an existential crisis in a way, very motivic and developmental and fiery. The second movement is called An Aria for a Lost Beauty, which is something like the aftermath of a war in which you realize that things are lost in that mix. And then the third movement is about kind of picking up the pieces and moving forward, and it's called Fire and Magic.
Well, of course, we don't have a sample of the clarinet quintet since the premiere is tomorrow night.
Do you want me to hum a few bars?
It won't be necessary. I think we have another sample of your work that we can listen to. We're going to listen to the third movement of your first symphony, which is about 10 years old now.
That's right.
Is there anything you want to say about this?
Sure. Well, the symphony that I wrote, the outer two movements are quite substantial length pieces, 11 and 12 movements, 12 minutes. The second movement is a lyrical night music, and this third movement, which you're going to hear, is a short scherzo, which is kind of full of joy and kind of gossamer lines that kind of spin off melodies.
This is the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Robert Spano, I believe.
Right. That's correct.
The Scherzo Ritornello, third movement of the Symphony No. 1 of Christopher Theophanides, played by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Robert Spano. Not a sample of the work of Christopher Theophanides, whose clarinet quintet will be given its world premiere tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Southern Vermont Arts Center, the opening concert of the Manchester Music Festival. The festival's artistic director, Adam Neiman, is with us, composer Christopher Theophanides as well. And you say there's an open rehearsal as well tomorrow, so people could get another chance to hear it?
Exactly. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m., the open rehearsal will be at the Arkell Pavilion, where it's being performed at the Southern Vermont Arts Center. So a second hearing is always a good idea with a new piece of music.
And the festival continues mostly on Thursday evenings for the festival concerts at the Arkell Pavilion of Southern Vermont Arts Center, 7:30. But the final concert, an orchestral concert, is on a Saturday evening, August 10th.
Yes, that's our closing concert. It features conductor Ignat Solzhenitsyn. And we have works by Vaughan Williams, Rachmaninoff, and Brahms.
And you are playing the Rachmaninoff First Piano Concerto?
Yes, I'm excited.
Have you performed that one before?
I have, and it's actually my favorite of the Rachmaninoff concerti.
Oh, really?
Say. Yeah.
Most would say two or three, but
yes.
But one is a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that, and thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Composer Christopher Theophanides and artistic director and pianist Adam Neiman of the Manchester Music Festival. Get all the details at mmfvt.org. And speaking of Rachmaninoff, we have time for a little bit of your brand new recording, three CDs worth of Rachmaninoff's preludes and what we're going to hear, some Etude Tableau.
Yes.